Very excited to get the quality of running back we were able to get. We started making some calls once we knew he was going to slide into the second day. And as we looked and he kept coming down the board, we felt that he was just too talented of a player not to take a swing and try to go up and get him. And feel that we have great value for where we're able to land Dalvin in the second round. So I'll go ahead and open it up for questions.
Rick, why do you call that far?
I'm sure, you know, as you sit there, you look at some of the things in his history. You know, starting with the medical, we had no concerns with his medical. I know our doctors examined him and felt fine from that standpoint. Just like all these players that have, you know, some things in their background, we spent extensive amount of time researching that. Felt very comfortable after going through everything. In fact, I called him this morning and spoke with him for another 45 minutes, just rehashing everything again. I know all our scouts and all the processes that we go through. In the end, he was a player that we felt comfortable to take.
What did you hear straight from him that made him a worthwhile pick and maybe a risk?
I think it's him just you know, being sincere and honest. I know, you know, the incidents that have been reported out there. He was never charged with the incident, I believe, at the bar. I think, you know, and I won't get into a lot of details. You've read it, but I think that was thrown out within a half hour. I specifically asked him very pointed questions and tried to, you know, and I knew that he was sincere and honest with how he answered everything. And by the background and the due diligence that we did.
Around with and surrounds himself. Is that something you looked at too?
We covered that as well, you know, and talked about, we always asked players who would they bring up to the organization. I know on our team he knows Xavier, he knows Teddy, so he knows some very quality people up here. And I think with our locker room, with the support staff we have in place here, I think this kid has really, really matured, you know, over the last couple of years, and we have no concerns at all about him being a Minnesota Viking.
What did he say to convince you that he's going to leave those people behind him?
He told me. So, and I believed him. You know, I think he is probably woken up a little bit about how important football is, and I truly believe that he's on a mission, you know, coming up here and is going to be a great football player for us. And I do believe, honestly, that we do trust him and he'll do all the right things as well off of everything we've been able to research.
On the football field, what stands out to you?
Well, it's you know, I've got an opportunity to go see him play live in the opening ball game. I think they played Ole Miss. Where the Pro Bowl was played in Orlando. Got to watch later tape on him. We felt that he was definitely one of the top two running backs in this class. And not only is he an explosive playmaker with the ball in his hands as a running back, he has great balance, great vision. I think, you know, watching him catch the ball in the backfield and the explosive plays that he makes out of the backfield as a receiver is another threat. You know, there's always going to be some things these running backs have to clean up, pass pro and things like that. But overall, as a talent with the ball in his hands and as a receiver, we felt he was one of the most complete backs in this draft.
Skill set, is it pass pro that maybe kind of concerns you the most?
Well, you know, when you look at all these college kids, a lot of it, you know, that's stuff that, you know, as we met through the draft and we talk about all these kids and we talk about their negatives, and our coaches felt very strongly it's not a matter of him not wanting to pass pro. He's definitely willing enough to pass pro. It's just a matter of cleaning up the technique.
Again,
and that stuff's coachable.
He had 13 fumbles in college. When you guys looked at the ball security stuff, where did you land on that?
You know, Kennedy, when he came in on his interview, we talked about ball security and what he teaches. And he has a great history of running backs when he was down in Jacksonville. And all the stuff, I think, from a negative standpoint, are things that are definitely correctable with coaching, and have no doubt that we will be able to correct those.
How much did Coach Zimmer's affiliation with the Bengals maybe help broker getting that deal done and the training up?
You want an honest answer? None. We called Cincy. We were making some calls. We called Cincy with about, I think they had about 2.5 minutes left on the clock. And, you know, we knew what we were willing to give up. And since he called back, and we were able to make the deal.
Was there concern about, was it Philly maybe that concerned you both?
I can't predict who was going to, I don't know who's on their draft boards. I personally didn't feel that he was going to last very much longer. So I had a pretty good feeling that he wasn't going to last our pick at 48. So that's why I became a little bit more aggressive to try to jump ahead of some of those teams that had the potential to take a running back. And we met this morning and most of the early afternoon on going through that second round and picking hot spots. We always try to look at teams' rosters and teams' needs, and we spend a lot of time picking on hot spots on where would we'd have to go in order to make sure that we could secure the player that we really wanted to get.
Since he's already been taken, how much consideration did you give to picking Joe Mixon?
I'm not going to comment on any other player. I'm going to comment on Delvin Cook. That's the Minnesota Viking, and we're very excited to have him here.
Was part of what impressed you the fact that he had some of his best games against the toughest opponents?
Well, he's playing in a pretty good conference, and when you see him running away from defensive players that have a lot of speed and are at that talent level, that kind of tells you what type of football player he is, and you're going to see that same speed at this level. And when you can get a running back, especially that's had that much success in his conference that he plays in, that's a pretty good success rate of how they perform in the NFL.
Greg, how much have you talked to Pat Shurmur, and how you think he'll fit in with the other running backs on the roster? You already have.
Yeah, I know. When I went in and talked to Pat this morning about this being a possibility, his mouth kind of dropped, and so did Kennedy's, because I went in and talked to him as well. And, you know, we're very fortunate. I think one of the areas that we definitely have to improve on is the running game. And I think with the three backs that we currently have right now, I think we're going to have some playmakers coming out of our backfield this year.
Time for two more, and then Rick will be back after our two third-round picks.
What is the timeline for Murray?
He should be ready by training camp.
Was it hard to pass on an offensive lineman that might have fallen, or do you look at this pick as helping the offensive line?
I think, you know, I understand, but I think a running back also helps an offensive line. And when you can have great backs, I mean, I think Adrian, you know, we had some good offensive line, but Adrian really can help that. I remember when I was in Detroit and watching Barry Sanders, you know, just that caliber of running back and the success he had by his ability to set up blocks and to make quick cuts and to make, you know, things happen on their own. And coaches talk about, well, okay, we're going to get to this level, but when you get to the second level, the safety's on you, or the linebacker, you have the linebacker, which means you have to beat him one-on-one. So I do believe that running backs can definitely make an offensive line better.
All right.
Thank you.